Welcome to this bonus episode of 15 Minute History. In this episode, John discusses the effects of fear and how it drives irrational actions during an economic crisis.
On September 18, 2008, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson met with members of Congress to discuss the growing financial crisis gripping the world. 5 days earlier, the investment services firm Lehman Brothers had declared bankruptcy. Paulson told the assembled legislators that unless Congress passed a massive bailout bill, the world economy would collapse within 24 hours. Congress agreed and passed the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act on October 3rd, dumping more than $700 billion in taxpayer money into struggling financial companies like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, some of the wealthiest firms on Wall Street. The result? A global recession unlike anything since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Wall Street banks got hundreds of billions of dollars, while the taxpayers who funded these bailouts struggled to feed their families. Fear is the most powerful emotion in the human psyche. It warns us not to take dangerous actions, but it also leads us to make rash decisions that can hurt us in the long run. The reason is simple. Fear bypasses the neocortex, the rational part of our brains, and appeals directly to the limbic system, the center of all human emotions, instinct, and actions. In our virus-ridden world today, fear pervades everything. On March 17, 2020, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin met with members of Congress to discuss the growing financial crisis gripping the world. The spread of COVID-19 was wreaking havoc with global markets. Mnuchin told the assembled legislators that unless Congress passed a massive stimulus bill, the unemployment rate in the United States could reach 20%. 6 days later, he appeared on the Fox Business Network and insisted that we need to pass this today and warned of dire economic consequences if Congress failed to act. Economic decisions cannot be based on fear. We saw this in 2008 when Congress indebted the American people by bailing out the banks to stop a recession, only to see it sweep the planet. In times of crisis, people need to reject appeals to fear as best they can and remain rational. In 1946, the scholar Henry Hazlitt published one of the most important books on the subject of economics. It is called Economics in One Lesson, and it boils down the vast set of theories and principles to one simple statement. The art of economics consists in looking not merely at the immediate but at the longer effects of any act or policy. It consists in tracing the consequences of that policy, not merely for one group, but for all groups. Hazlitt is talking about the very situation in which we find ourselves today. Our leaders, both Republican and Democrat, are telling us that we must act today, that we dare not wait, that disaster approaches unless we do something. Now, there are certainly dangers lurking during this viral pandemic. But as citizens, we need to embrace reason when we hear politicians talking about spending upwards of $2 trillion during this crisis. What will be the immediate effects of a stimulus plan? We aren't sure because it depends where the money goes and how much it costs. But what are the longer effects? Ironically, that's a bit easier to predict. The government does not have $2 trillion lying around, so where are we going to get it? No one in Washington is proposing cuts in other federal programs, so this will have to be new spending. Government can only get new money from three sources. It must print it, borrow it, or tax it. If the Federal Reserve prints new money for this stimulus, that will result in inflation in these economically uncertain times. The dollars in our pockets, purses, and wallets will be worth less. If the Treasury borrows more money, that will drive the national debt even higher. And if Congress raises taxes, that takes money out of the economy, defeating the purpose of the stimulus altogether. To be clear, I am not saying the stimulus bill shouldn't be passed, and I think it will be. But amidst the rhetoric from the president and members of Congress, cable news pundits, and commentators on social media, no one is discussing where the money will come from, and as a country, we need to have that conversation. We need to remain rational and talk about the benefits and the costs of this plan. We also need to discuss the second part of Hazlitt's lesson on economics, tracing the consequences of a policy not merely for one group, but for all groups. Again, this is difficult because the parties in Washington have not agreed on where the money will go. A $2 trillion spend in the economy will certainly benefit some people. Big businesses who get a bailout, small companies getting SBA loans, and taxpayers getting stimulus checks. But at some point down the line, this has to be paid for. Nothing in the world is free. New printed money affects every American, especially savers, as prices rise due to inflation. New borrowing affects future generations because the interest and eventually the principal on our national debt has to be paid. And new taxes affect those who see less money in their paychecks. Again, this does not mean that Congress shouldn't act, but we as citizens must demand they act responsibly with our money. It is up to us to reject the fear peddled on social media and cable news and to try as best we can to remain rational.